its oceans transformed into gorges. But Vulcatrix would suffer no god's victory. The Earth Salamander turned her fire upon herself, destroying Grimnir alongside her. Our ancestors crumbled, and the High Star of Azir showed its face upon their halls. Much was the Urgold that fell. Many were the Magmadroth that hatched there. Karagunbak, they named it. The Broken Volcano. We are the children of Grimnir. We fight as Grimnir fought. His strength is our own. We are the Unbak Lodge. Broken, but unbowed. Kazork!
Kazook!
Kazookan! Kazakidha!
Maybe we can make both our masters proud. Weapons ready and hold! Steady, Yellow Scale! Hathgar, to me!
Brodor squinted into the magmic haze. The great stone bridge of the Kaldur extended across an ocean of lava, connecting the disparate holdings of the Unbak Lodge. The islands of rock were smothered by heat and steam, lava lapping sluggishly at their fortifications. The sky was burnt, choleric, the High Star casting no light on the Unbaki now.
Why have we stopped?
See that there? Coming towards us.
I can't see anything. Are you sure?
Unlike you, I spend my hours hunting, rather than squinting at Klinkerhorn and nurturing my belly.
Oh, the brew matron says it makes me a magnificent figure of a Duardin.
It makes you a magnificent figure of at least three Duardin. And she would, since she's responsible for half of it. Now focus, Battlesmith. Blood and gold! Show them fire steel!
Wait! Rootson!
A dull shimmer walked on out of the haze. It became a figure. Squat. Broad.
No, where am I? Do the ruinous powers evade me still? What infernal pit of theirs have you wandered into now, Gotrek Gurnison?
It's a Duardin.
One chance to win honor and gold. Do I ask too much?
He must be a merchant from one of the outer holdings. They should know better than to walk the Kaldur with Arik Grimnir and the Zagrib priesthood on such edge.
A single Duardin. My brothers are going to love this. Bloody Blackhammer and his breached bloody rune wards. Damn him and his master rune. I'm going to take it while it's still white hot from the anvil and shove it up his
room, son.
Stay, Yellow Scale.
The Runesun's eyes were glowing with anger, the tips of his beard kindling.
Grimrath.
Nonsense. No warrior has wielded Zangrom Thaz in my lifetime. Mark how his beard doesn't smolder with the living spirit of Grimnir. And look, there's not a single rune on him.
Tattoos scored the Duardin's flesh. His forearms were clad in braces of scuffed and blackened gold. Steel chains dragged their broken links along the ground.
He's bigger than even you, Fawn.
Yet he bears no Urgold to give him strength.
Fawn tightened the grip on his javelin, causing his bicep to tense. The rune embedded there began to smolder.
Some lodgeless scruff from the dispossessed clans. I have all the luck. Does it speak? Well? What have you to say for yourself, you witless one-ass?
The Duardin swayed as his eyes slowly uncrossed.
Grimnir. It's as though he crawled out to the volcano.
Ah! Probably got drunk and fell in.
Demon fire dwarfs. A wingless runt dragon. Where in the far reaches of chaos is this?
The midst of a painful bloody embarrassment is where this is.
The Runesun pushed his face into the other Duardin's, the smell of burnt hair rising as their crests tangled.
Are you so thick-headed that you didn't realize Karag Unbak is at war? Is your clan...